Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight. And if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. So the passing of Lou Christie. Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up last night, although I got several emails saying, going to talk about this? No, not during Monday Night Trivia, but I will talk about it. And yeah, a career that only could happen in Pittsburgh. Luigi Alfredo Giovanni Sacco. Yeah, that wouldn't sell. So Lou Christie. It is. And it was interesting. As I say, he was born as Luigi Sacco and grew up in suburban Pittsburgh and Moon Area High and was studying voice and was in the choir and all the things you'd expect. And early on, the heck with classical music, which everybody around him wanted him to pursue, he wanted to cut a record that would get him on American Bandstand. So he meets and befriends Twyla Herbert, who actually is a classically trained musician, a few decades older than him, who became his regular songwriting partner. They wrote hundreds of songs within a 30-year period until she died about 15, 16 years ago now. And he was performing around Pittsburgh, several little deals. And in fact, one of the things I'll play for you is Luigi and the Lions, the jury on Robbie. And the jury was interesting. Twyla Herbert's daughter, Shirley, and a couple other people they rounded up were the Lions. And so it was that he travels to New York when he graduates from high school and is doing backup vocals and doing pretty well with that. But, of course, he wants to be a star. Who wouldn't? So in 1962, he approaches Nick Cenci. And we've talked a lot about Nick Cenci. And, yeah, there's a roulette connection there and all that. But Cohen C Records, Herb Cohen and Nick Cenci, brings Cenci a demo tape. And Cenci was the one who said, no, Luigi Sacco is not going to work. You're Lou Christie. And actually, his father liked the name because it had Christ in it, so he was okay with this. And Cenci noticed that that Lou could do a heck of a falsetto. And so what he said, go home and listen to Sherry by the Four Seasons and write an original song. So so Lou and Herbert do this. They write The Gypsy Cried. So Cenci produced it. It was at Gateway in Pittsburgh, and it was on Cohen C originally, and credited to Lou Christie. And, of course, around that time, it became a regional hit. And, of course, Nick Cenci being Nick Cenci did the only thing he could do. He went to Morris Levy of Roulette and said, I got a hit. So Levy releases the single on Roulette, and initially nothing happens. And, you know, Lou, as far as Levy's concerned, he's given up. But slowly it's starting to spread. And in fact, it got to number 24 nationally. And the reason it did was it was a rolling hit. It was a hit in one market, then a hit in another market. And, you know, to top the charts, you have to be a hit simultaneously, which is why American Bandstand was so important. But nonetheless, Cenci continued and produced Two Faces Have I, the follow-up, which also became a million seller. And that got to number 6 on the chart because that was, as I say, simultaneously. And that was pretty big. And for a while, he did the Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars tour, along with Diana Ross and Brian Hyland and all that. But then comes the Army, and he knows he's going, as far as that goes. So he gets together the Tammies, a trio from suburban Pittsburgh, and he writes with Herbert Egyptian Shumba, Oh, yeah. I'll play some of that. No, never saw the light of day outside of Pittsburgh, but it became a big cult Northern soul-wise. And this was a pretty heady time. He was on American Bandstand, obviously, and Where the Action Is, and the Buddy Dean Show in Baltimore. And he was doing pretty well. His third release, however, did nothing. How Many Teardrops? And the problem there is that Roulette didn't really want to promote it because he was going into the Army and what the heck and all that. So, doesn't promote it. Christy managed to get out of that contract. I don't know how, because normally you don't live to get out of a contract, unfortunately, but he did. And when he got out of the service, he reestablished his career with MGM. It's interesting that MGM signed him because they clearly didn't like him. In fact, when he came up with Lightning Strikes, they said, nah. Well, so Christie's management promoted the record in California, directly went to Boss Radio KHJ, and it gets to number two. At that point, MGM says, well, we'll release it, I guess. Got to number one nationally on Lou Christie's 23rd birthday in 1966, and entered the UK top 20. That was the first hit he had in Great Britain. And of course, you know the deal, the signature falsetto and all that. But the chorus in Lightning Strikes, you know, the girls who are saying, stop, stop. That was Bernadette Carroll and Peggy Santiglia and Denise Ferry. They were the shouters, stop. And after that was Rhapsody in the Rain, which was an interesting record because, of course, some very conservative folks determined that it was just absolutely, absolutely not airworthy because of the lyrics, and where he says, we were making out in the rain, and in this car our love went much too far. It was exciting as thunder tonight. I wonder where you are. They're, no, we're not going to play that. So MGM insisted that he re-record a version toning down the lyrics. And so instead of In This Car, Our Love Went Much Too Far, it was In This Car, Love Came Like a Falling Star. All right, well, fine. Now, interestingly, radio stations were split. A lot of them said, no, we're playing the original. Some played it. But either way, it sold reasonably well and actually started rising on the charts while Lightning Strikes was still on the charts. It starts coming down. And then there were other things that failed, like Jack Nietzsche produced some stuff, and MGM dropped him. And then he went to Columbia, where absolutely nothing happened, because Columbia, this is a great fight. Columbia says, oh, yeah, we're going to groom you like the beach party actors, like a Frankie Avalon. And Lou said, no, that's past tense. That's over. That's a decade ago. So that was parting of the ways there, and he went to Buddha. And that didn't do very, very much either. But he had a surprise hit with what some people said was a very wall of sound, I'm Gonna Make You Mine. And he also had some great vocalists on I'm Gonna Make You Mine. If you have that record, listen to it. Leslie Gore, Linda Scott, and Valerie Simpson are all on I'm Gonna Make You Mine. And there were a number of things they did to promote. It got to number 10 in the U.S., and it was, I think, number 2 in the U.K., so it was good. And then other things flopped. Elton John covered something that didn't hit all this. And now, here come the 70s, and it is not good for Lou Christie. He decides he's going country. And he records, though, before that, he records The Lion Sleeps Tonight for Buddha. But what happened was there was a falling out between his manager and Neil Bogart. I don't know what happened, but what Bogart did was he pulled Lou Christie's vocal and replaced it with Robert John. And that's the version that became a pretty major hit, actually. So there were legal actions that were all a part of that, and it was absolutely sad time. So Christie decided, I'm sick of singing falsetto. And he moves to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and like I say, tries to go country, and that doesn't do it. Although some things wound up as film song tracks and things like that. So he went home to Pittsburgh and tried a little record label, and that went nowhere. And he supplemented his income. He became a truck driver. And that's pretty much what he was doing when the 80s came around and the oldies circuit just really heats up, as you can imagine. And so it is that beach music and all the oldies shows, and in 86 he recorded a duet with Leslie Gore, and, you know, he's back is what happened, and recorded some other stuff, including some in-concert stuff, and wound up doing a lot of touring, and actually succeeded Bobby Rydell in Golden Boys, with Frankie Avalon and Fabian after Bobby Rydell died. And so that was just a couple of years ago, and he was really doing well on the oldie circuit. But sadly, as you know, he died last week in Pittsburgh. It was 82 years old, cancer. So an interesting career all the way around, and some great moments and some really cringeworthy moments, both for him personally and professionally. So all I can say is rest in peace, Lou Christie. And you can bet we won't let you forget Luigi and the Lions. Oh yeah, you'll hear that next coming up on WGN Radio.
Will the defendant please step forward?
On the infamous Robbie label, Pittsburgh label. Lou Guarino and Lenny Martin started that in Pittsburgh, and Lenny's youngest son was named Robert, hence Robbie was the label. And it's not a discography you really want to go through, but I've got the whole thing here in case you ever want us to play Jimmy Massey or the Holidays. In any event, the deal is that became a local Pittsburgh hit, which, you know, it's Pittsburgh, right? Nowhere else. But at the height of Lou's career, you know, the lightning strikes days and all that, the partner in Robbie, Lou Guarino, had another little label, American Music, and released it again. And it did absolutely nothing. And then World Records released it yet after that in Pittsburgh, which same denizens of the music industry. But what's fascinating to me is not that anyone in Pittsburgh played it, because it is Pittsburgh. What's amazing to me is that it became a Northern Soul hit. Yeah, I should have known about the amphetamines earlier on. It might have made a little more sense. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Stacy is in Algonquin. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm here. You know, 2 days of no sleep, so I'm starting to be, you know, a little punch drunk, if you know what I mean, not walking into walls, things like that.
I do.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm just fine. And I'm so glad you called, because you're asking about the new moon, the prosperity checks, and it's the perfect time. Because the new moon is coming up at 5:32 this morning, Wednesday morning. Now, I do not expect you to be up at 5:32. You're normal. All right. So what that means is, before you go to sleep tonight, write your prosperity check.
Oh, okay. Or tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm glad you asked, because I probably would have forgotten to mention it.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
So write it tonight. Okay. Can I have some requests?
Requests, huh? Okay. Let me get out my sheet, my official sheet, so I'll write these down and hopefully not lose it. Of course, good luck to me. All right, okay. So now I bet you it's not a Lou Christie request. So, Stacy, what is it you want to hear?
Would you do a Brian Wilson?
What Brian Wilson do you want?
Just one that you would like.
Oh no, that's not possible. But when you say a Brian Wilson, you don't want him as a solo act. I assume you want something by the Beach Boys.
What about God Only Knows?
Well, God Only Knows. All right, I'll play it.
I can change.
No. Hey, this is your request. We'll play. Somebody else actually wanted to hear it. Wait. Let me look, because I might have played this one last week.
Okay.
Which would be. We can't do that again. All right. So maybe we could, but let's try not to. All right. Did we play God Only Knows? All right. Well, maybe it was the week before. I guess he's been dead longer than I realized. All right, so yes, here we are. All right, we played Surfing USA. We played Wouldn't It Be Nice. We played Rachel and the Revolvers, God Help Us. Maybe we didn't get God Only Knows in there, so I think this is your lucky day. You will hear God Only Knows. Oh, wait, we did. 1966 on Capitol. Played it at 11:15 on Wednesday night.
Oh, you could do another one is fine.
All right. All right. We will. A Beach Boys record for you. Yeah.
And also, can I have any Patsy Cline?
Okay. Yeah, we had James who was requesting a Patsy Cline. Let me see if I wrote down what it was. James. All right, well, I think a chapel. We'll play something, you betcha.
And how about James Brown?
All right.
And let's see, the Delphonics.
All right.
And let's see. Beach Boys.
This is going to take me a few days because I got a lot of requests, but it's on the list, so you will be hearing them.
What about, do you do I know Lou Christie died, too.
Well, that's why I was playing. That's why I played Luigi and the Lions, and we'll play the Tammies, which he produced right when he was going into the service. So, sure, there'll be some Lou Christie.
Okay, let's see. Can you do just one Alan Jackson, the Chattahoochee?
I don't know. I'll write it down, but I don't know.
That's okay. Let's see.
That's six of them. So that'll...
Okay.
That'll keep me busy for a while. And like I say, I won't get to them. I don't know if I'll get to any of them tonight because I'm backed up so much on everybody's... everybody's stuff, so, but I will. Eventually, you will hear it.
Okay, and, I think I was going to say, Johnny Cash.
All right, you betcha. We'll do it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Raleigh. You take care.
You too. All right, write that check. Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, a new moon, and you can decide if prosperity works, though a lot of people think that it is. Now, if you're into Western astrology, then the new moon isn't Cancer. If you're into Vedic astrology, well, no, it isn't. But you've got, of course, all the prognosticators telling you exactly how this powerful moon will affect you. Yeah, I'll tell you what. All right, so it also forms a conjunction with Jupiter, which is always a good sign, by the way, so maybe those prosperity checks will work very well. We'll find out about all of that after the news and hopefully get some of your calls as well coming up on WGN Radio. Some heavy people behind that record, all of which would be hanging their collective heads in shame if they were still alive, like Jack Gold and Teacher Wiltshire. It is the Tammies, WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Egyptian Shumba, a forgettable record from 1963 on UA. Of course, easy to get on UA when you're being backed by Lou Christie, who wrote those along with his co-writer, Twyla Herbert. And yeah, there were actually several Tammies records, like Take Back Your Ring and Part of Growing Up. Maybe that's all there was, but it could have been. But in any of any, three was enough as far as that goes. No wonder he went into the service. It was like flight. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Fran is in Austin. How are you feeling today, Fran?
Not wonderful. I have some kind of rash, and it is itching me like crazy, and it's all over. It's on my legs, my arms, my hands, other parts of my body we won't talk about. But
all right.
It is just...
Horrible is what it is.
What happened, well, I went to the doctor today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad. I had, I tend to get... You know, I hadn't had it in a long time, but I tend to sometimes break out in what I call these stress rashes.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, I thought, okay, this is just a real bad stress rash. But it didn't, it feels different. It's more, it's more blistery, kind of. And so... I did tell her about it, and she prescribed something, but I haven't been able to get it yet. So I've been slathering myself with Benadryl cream, which usually works.
Right.
To some degree.
Right. Any antihistamine will work like a steroid to a degree, in that it's going to mask it. But let me ask you this, because what you're describing sounds much more like a reaction. And yeah, I know all about stress rashes, and boy, I'll tell you that that can be itchy as hell. Sometimes the thighs are the worst for some reason, but it can be anywhere. But here
it's
is
like I would prefer the pain.
Right, I know, because it's tremendously itching, and actually you'll take the burning and stinging over the itching. I get that. But what I'm curious about, are there any prescription meds or as far as that supplements that you're taking now that you weren't taking before?
Yes.
Ah, now we're talking. Let's, because this is, by the way, what you're describing is a classic reaction. And I'm no doctor. I don't even play one on the radio, but I can tell you when you start to to look up side effects, rashes, man, I'll tell you, virtually on everything, when there's an intolerance, that happens. So let's talk about, what are you taking that's new or newer?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember all the, and I'm taking any. Unfortunately, I can't remember. You know, I have all the names of them. There's something, not Plavix, but it's the generic thereof.
Well,
what is the blood pressure medicine, Gary? Do you remember?
Atorvastatin.
Well, no. When you're talking about
no, that's not.
Statins are statins are not for blood pressure, but statins can be. Oh man, can they be hard on the body? But yeah, Plavix. I think that's it's some weird name like clopidogrel or something that is generic, but it doesn't matter. If it is a generic for Plavix, we can easily look up to see what the symptoms for Plavix are in terms of that. But it could easily be that, it can be a moderate reaction. It can be something serious too. That's why I'm not a big fan of rashes, particularly when they're a problem.
I wish that it would have, you know, gotten like the, you know, when I was at the doctor, so I could.
Right. Oh,
but,
I know.
You know, there was a little bit of it on my hand, and I just thought it was my, you know, I mean, it was on my legs and stuff too.
Well,
I thought,
With statins, there's actually so much of this that there's something they call statin rash. And it manifests in a variety of ways. And what's insidious about it is it can start right after you start taking it or years after stably taking it. And you know, they say it's an uncommon adverse reaction to a common treatment. Well, it can be pretty upsetting as far as that goes. But I would assume that something you're taking is the culprit. And when you mentioned it to the doctor and said, I've got a rash, did they take a look at what you were taking? Did they at least investigate that?
Well, I mean, she knew what I was taking.
Yeah, but did it occur to her that, you know, that for instance...
No.
Yeah,
no, she didn't say anything about, you know,
well,
she... Now, maybe I shouldn't have said, you know, because I said, well, I get these sometimes a lot of stress. I shouldn't have said that.
Right,
because
you absolutely should not have, because she went away from where she should have been going.
Right, and I didn't even think about that, because at that time I was thinking it was that, and all I was wanting was something little better than, because I'm not sure if I can still take, I used to use Benadryl cream and take Benadryl capsule, you know, pills.
Well, here's the problem.
And there are some pills that I used to take that I can't take anymore.
Well, exactly. But here's the problem. Whether it's going to be an antihistamine or a steroid, you're talking about things that are masking the problem, not in any way actually treating it. What I'd want to know is why you've got the rash before I tried to do what I could to eliminate it.
Yeah.
Because it can be a sign of something that could be serious.
Yeah, I wanted to go back over there, but oh, God, I thought I was going to die getting into the doctor's. It's so far, you can't park, and if you do park there, you have to put all this stuff in the computer.
Yeah.
To go and park, you know, so I was thinking, well, you know, maybe I can just go over there, but I got a physical therapist coming tomorrow, and I'm going to look at it.
Definitely talk to the physical therapist. My belief is this is a reaction to something. If the statins are new, that's a likely culprit. I don't know it for sure, but it's a likely culprit.
Actually, the statins are not new. Okay. They changed the dosage.
Well, that right there, then that's a change. Yeah, I would, you know, my first thought is I'd want to investigate that. But when you're talking about, like, itching, there are some things that are obvious culprits in that. Problems with your pancreas will have you itching like crazy, for instance. But I would definitely talk to the physical therapist who can look at it, get a handle on it, and hopefully, if it's still a real big problem, point you in a direction where you can get some relief. You don't want this to continue.
No, I don't. But, of course, right now I'm in one of these frames of mind where everything is the worst thing.
Right, of course.
And so the worst thing, so I thought, I got shingles.
Oh, well, actually, shingles might be more tolerable, but you don't. You don't get them that widespread.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, that's, I thought, well, Raleigh knows about shingles.
Oh,
although I remember you got them internally.
Yes, I'm one of the few people who got internal shingles. I did. But no, shingles usually are fairly limited in where they are on the body. They're not you know, everywhere.
Okay.
So, but I don't,
I can do is have my physical therapist look at it tomorrow, you know.
I'm pointing to that statin. But
okay.
And again, I'm not a doctor. Don't trust me. You know, I'm just a distractor.
No, I
talks
understand
too much,
that, but you've certainly been through a lot illness-wise, and
yeah,
you know,
but,
and that sort of thing.
But yeah, that's my gut reaction is that the statin's the culprit. But we'll see. I want you to get to the bottom of it, though. Don't just mask it.
Okay, yeah. It's just, this is like, I can't sleep.
Oh, God, I know. Well,
and the more I scratch, the more I itch.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, and then it's on my hands. That's the thing. It's really, you know, it's like, you can't, you know, you put cream on your hands and then you do something and the cream, you know,
everywhere. Yeah, of course. No, I know. And you talk about going to sleep. There's some switch in the body. I don't know what it is, but I guarantee it's there. And this is just anecdotal. But if you were itching a little before, right as you're ready to go to sleep, you turn into one huge itch.
Exactly.
Yes. This is something metabolic, and I know because I live with psychogenic itching. I've had it since I was a teenager, and so I know exactly what that's like. And I writhe around usually right at bedtime, and it's not when I first get into bed. It's when I'm about to fall asleep. Whoa, boy. I can relate, but I'd like to rule out the statin before we decide that it's something else.
Okay. I don't know whether I should continue to take.
Well, now I can't give you that advice. God knows I have it, but I can't share it with you, so I won't.
Gotcha.
And statins are very, very prescribed. Some people would say they're overprescribed. Some people wouldn't touch them with a pole. Other people swear it keeps them alive. So I will not publicly weigh in on this discussion.
No, I understand that. Yeah. And, I had such bad luck lately. I'm going to try this prosperity check.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So what do you put in? Of course, it doesn't matter if it's just on a piece of Braille paper, I'm sure.
Yeah, a piece of paper's fine. These aren't real checks. You can use real checks, but the problem with using real checks is you're not allowed to write void on them, and I don't think you want to use real checks where you're not writing void. All right. So,
No.
Exactly. I don't know why, but the universe prefers yellow paper. Doesn't have to be, but it prefers
it. Okay, it doesn't have to be. It's not going to be because my paper is not yellow.
That's right. Exactly. It doesn't matter. So you just, at the top, you write date, but you don't write anything on that line because, you see, you don't want to limit when your prosperity is coming to you. So you have a line for date there, but you write nothing on it. Then in the pay to line, you write your own name. Then for the dollar amount, you leave it blank because, again, we don't want to limit our prosperity. In the next line where you would normally write out the dollar amount, you just write paid in full. And then you sign it with law of abundance.
Okay.
And that's it. Now, but the problem with this, this is my big problem. You're never allowed to throw these things out or your prosperity gets reclaimed. So,
Oh, my God.
Well, that's right.
I've heard you say that before. I thought you must have boxes.
I'll tell you what. I've been using them as stuffing for 45s as I pack them. Nothing said I can't use them for stuffing. So
I was going to say, I guess you can't throw them out, but you can use them. But then somebody else might throw them out, but that's not going to ruin your prosperity.
Well, not only that, it's my records. It's only going to another studio. I'll be the one unpacking it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I thought using it to send out prizes.
This is where I'm putting tens of thousands of 45s in boxes to move them across town.
Oh, wow.
Oh, please. And, keeping them in alphabetical order. And then, of course, this time I've decided to get this bright idea. Believe me, it didn't last long. Where I would separate the real gems from the rest of the pile, right? Yeah, well, no, that takes too long. I'll worry about that in some other year. Just get them in there and pray. Just get them in there and pray they're alphabetical, because I have some stacks where they are not. So those will have to be fixed. And then I've got to integrate them with, I've got tens of thousands of country records too that weren't integrated into the top 40. So, it's a joy. It's a joy. Just a joy.
Oh, fun. Yeah, we've got boxes, huge boxes of cassette tapes that aren't labeled.
This funny thing, I did too. I used to have, when you say boxes, I used to have wardrobe size boxes of them. And, the big wardrobes that people would put clothes in when they're moving? No, they were loaded to the gills with cassette, all unlabeled. And so when I was out of work for about over a year. I was being paid, so I didn't have to go to work. And of course, if I don't have to go to work, I don't go to work. And so
I don't blame you.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no aspirations whatsoever. So I decided I would label all my cassettes. And I decided the format that the little tape labels were going to be in and how I was going to do it. Of course, writing down what was on every one of them was a bitch. And I used to have to drive from San Diego to Orange County on a regular basis. And I'd listen to the tapes in the car. And if it was something like an answering machine tape, I'd just throw it out the window into the center divider. And so I did this literally for a year. I got a phone call from someone who said, I found one of your tapes. I'm like, oh, dear God. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought, just one of them? And yeah, I remember there was one I threw out that literally I drove by it a month later. It was by this really menacing-looking weed. And you could see that the tape had somewhat unraveled, so it looked like the weed was consuming the tape. I had nightmares over that. But anyway, I got about 10, 20,000 cassettes labeled. Now, I don't know what I'll do with them. But I have hundreds of KOA shows. I have hundreds of King shows. You know, on and on it goes. So, in case I ever wanted
sometimes
to hear one again. You know, and I don't. Now, but the other...
Sometimes I think, oh, the hell with it. I'm throwing all these things out.
No,
you know?
Oh, no.
I don't want to go through them all. And then I think, but I've got some Dr. Demento tapes in there.
Exactly. And, that's the thing.
Some of my old choir solos and some of my... stuff when I was working with a little jazz combo,
right.
I got, you know.
Right. No, you want that stuff. I probably have about 500 that are all obscure oldie tapes. Well, I'm not throwing those out, so I labeled them. Every song on the tape is on the label. Yeah, I'm nuts.
Wow.
Yeah. But
and Gary's got millions of air checks.
Oh, yeah. Big on air checks. Got to do that. So, yeah, you do it over time. I remember that when my adopted mom was in hospice, they used to send people over to help. I didn't need people to help, but they did anyway, and that was very nice of them. And so I remember one day someone came in and said, do you have any housework? And I looked at her and said, no, but you can cut out tape labels. And this woman from hospice cutting out tape labels for 4 hours.
So, oh, my goodness.
Well, they said anything that would help. I thought, well, that helps. So, that was the deal. But Bob's on the board, and he certainly keeps me in line, and he says if I don't do this, he's cutting me off. So keep me posted.
All
I want to know what it is. Let me know
what
the therapist says. Thank you. All right.
Sure. Thanks.
So we're gonna talk about the Sea Crane Company because it's a happy thing to talk about, and I know that you listen to this show, you like radio, or you wouldn't. It's that simple. And the thing about Bob Crane's products is every one of them has something in common. The world's best reception. It's funny, I was out to dinner the other night and topic comes up, not with anybody who listens to the show, about how great the Select Antenna was when Bob came out with that. And yeah, it was absolutely. Well, now in all of his radios for the AM, you got the twin coil ferrite, so it's a terrific antenna, but AM or FM, but all of the radios have unique features that make one different from the other and truly useful. Like take the CC Skywave SSB2. This radio will fit in the palm of your hand. It's very lightweight, travels well. It really travels well because in addition to AM, and FM, and shortwave, and single sideband, it's got the VHF aviation band. So you can see what the air traffic controllers are talking about if they're on VHF. Some are on UHF. It's a long story. In any event, you can go to ccradio.com and read about it. You know, there's 400 memory presets, adjustable squelch, a lighted LCD display, and what I love, 9 and 10 kilohertz tuning. Because, you know, when you've got a digital radio and you're not in America, if it's all 10 kilohertz tuning and you're somewhere else, that they don't work that way. Most countries of the world are 9 kilohertz. So it'll work no matter what. And it's got a rotary volume dial, too. It's just terrific. You get the CC wire terminal antenna adapter for shortwave. You get a portable 23-foot antenna. It's a real antenna, R-E-E-L, which is nice. You get the original CC buds. So, by the way, the quality, considering the small size of the speakers, pretty amazing for what it is. But with the CC earbuds, yeah, just terrific. So, go to ccradio.com. Look at the CC Skywave SSB2. So you can't go online, but you still want one? Call them. They've got the world's best customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. You can order by phone, or if you want them to send you a hard copy of the catalog in the mail, they'll do that too. But if you can go online, great products and terrific information, and the CC Skywave SSB2 awaits. So check it out. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Thank you. 2 minutes.
Okay. Union, you're not just a name and number. You're family. We do things differently. We return our earnings back to our members with competitive rates and fees. Because we're
5940s, you're out.
Services you actually want. We offer conventional and government mortgage programs for purchase or refinance. With competitive rates, expedited closings, and an easy online application, Midwest Coalition of Labor Credit Union can make home ownership a reality. Visit mclcu.org. Feel the credit union difference.
This is not a commitment to lend. NMSL ID 1875388. Equal housing opportunity.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Chicago's 2025 Best Beef Tournament.
The championship.
This is it. The final two in the third annual Chicago's Best Beef Tournament. Duke's Drive-In in Mokena and Johnny's Beef in Elmwood Park go head-to-head for the best beef in Chicago. Annihilate a beef from Johnny's, then decimate a beef from Duke's. Then cast your vote for your favorite.
The winner will You'll have a minute 20 left.
So get your friends, get your co-workers,
when you come
get
back.
Your family, and eat at both of the
in 30 seconds.
Mom and Pop Italian beef shops. Savor the beef. Then okay. Vote. Fill out your final round of the bracket in WGN Radio's Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, sponsored by Toronto Baking Company, makers of the original French roll, the best bread for the best Chicago Italian beef sandwich, and Caruso Provisions, makers of Old World Chicago Mild and Hot Jardinera. It elevates everything. Head to WGNRadio.com to place your vote for Duke's or Johnny's. It's the final in Chicago's Best
live.
Beef Tournament.
Teardrops must I cry till you believe in me? And how many teardrops must I dry to end this misery? I wanna know how many teardrops must I cry?
Wish I knew the reason why you've gone and made me blue. You didn't even tell me that you and I were through.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That was the third release on Roulette, right after The Gypsy Cried and Two Faces Have I came this. And you're saying, I've never heard it before. That's one of the reasons, well, one of the reasons self-evident. But the other reason is because they didn't promote it. He was going in the Army, and they said, well, that's it. And so it just stalled. And then, like I say, he managed to get out of that Roulette contract. Yeah, I'm sure that was a story. We'll pick it up next hour here on WGN Radio.
For 20 years,
didn't bother to wake up.
He grew a long white beard.
live. This is how the story goes.
Listen, my children, and you will hear.
He fell asleep in the woods one day.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the story of perseverance. And no, I don't mean you sitting through it. That record actually came out originally on Delta in 1961. I don't know if Delta was owned by Moish Levy or not, but the reason I know there's a connection, certainly in distribution, is that it also came out on Roulette. It did nothing. They released it again in 61 on Roulette. It did nothing. They released it again January of 1964, and it got to number 36 on the charts. Yeah, true story. And actually, the reason I played it is earlier John said, can I have a request? And usually it's September. I said, well, I played it last week. He said, I've got another one. I want to hear The Devotions. Yeah. Well, if you want to hear The Devotions, I know you want to hear Rip Van Winkle, because you probably can't name another song they did. I can, and that's not to my credit. In any event, they started out as a sextet, and they were from Astoria, Queens. And They have no other claim to fame whatsoever. Originally, like I say, it was six guys, and then it got pared down to, I think, five. The Pardo brothers and three other people. Ray Sanchez was one of them. In any event, that it is a hit, finally. So, yeah, 1960, 61, finally in 64, it hit. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, if it's on your mind, well, we'll talk about it, providing it has no importance whatsoever. Yeah, the serious stuff we'll leave somewhere else. And believe me, I recognize there is a lot of serious stuff going on right now. We'll ignore it all. David in Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up?
Yeah, I'm listening to you now. I was listening about Houston Radio. Now, is that HoustonRadio.com?
No.
Or is that Houston Platinum?
It's HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
All right, HoustonRadioPlatinum.com. Now, is that a website?
Yes.
Or is that an app?
No, well, it's a website, obviously. Well, apps are websites, too. You know, apps just point to something. So this is a website, yes.
Okay, now, it's a website is all it is.
Wait a minute. It's also streams, for God's sakes. You can listen to it.
Now, how do you listen to it?
Well, go to the website and figure it out. HoustonRadioPlatinum.com. You'll be able to do this.
Houston Platinum Radio.
No, HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Oh, HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Yes.
Okay, HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm going to try HoustonPlatinumRadio.com. Because I'm gonna see if I can.
HoustonRadioPlatinum.com. Yes, radio is before platinum. Keep this in mind.
Okay. All right. Radio's before HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Yes.
Okay. Because I want to see if they got various radio stations, air
no,
checks, or what.
No, it's not like that. It's nothing like that. Houston Radio Platinum is a stream of, if it were a radio station, for instance, it's put together that way. They have Johnny Goin does mornings and afternoons with John and Heidi, evenings with Joey Kay, late nights with Donna. You know, it's put together as if it was an over-the-air radio station. It's not a composite of audio at all.
Okay, it's current stuff that's being streamed.
It's being streamed as if it were a radio station you were listening to on a radio.
Okay, and now what type of music do they do?
It depends on who's on. You know, there's a little different for whoever's on. But, you know, like on Sunday nights with Johnny Soul of the City, that's a great show, a lot of that. But, like, I'm looking right now what their last play, I wouldn't listen to it, but Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston, Close to You, The Carpenters, Get Together, The Youngbloods, We've Got Tonight, Kenny Rogers, My Love, Lionel Richie, Ain't No Woman, The Four Tops. That's the last few they played.
So, oh, okay. Okay. I get what they're kind of doing now. It's kind of random. It's kind of like a jack.
Well, you call it anything you want. But so check it out.
Yes, I will. HoustonRadioPlatinum.com. I'm going to check it out, see if they got a classic rock show on there.
I have no idea.
You know, stuff from the late 60s, early 70s?
I have no idea. But, you know, that stuff is all over the Internet, so, you know, this is probably not the site for you, but you can find that all over the place.
Okay, because I've been looking for something on the internet, you know, classic rock from the late 60s, early 70s. I've had to make my own because I haven't been able to find anything.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of it on there.
Oh, it's on there?
A lot. Okay. No, a lot of that stuff is on there. There's tons of things that that appeal to that. You just need to start looking further online. There are a ton of streams that'll be that. You know, like on Spotify, classic rock radio of the 60s and 70s. You know, I mean, you get all that stuff. It's not the kind of thing I would listen to, so I can't give you any ideas beyond that, but there's a lot of it. You can even do it on YouTube, no doubt. Probably there's playlists there, and of course, the Spotify's in the world, so you can create your own playlists.
Oh, I have done that.
And that's fine. So
I've done it because
I understand that, but as you know, when you're calling me, you do not have a kindred spirit. I don't know or care.
Oh, okay, I understand.
I've made it real clear. You're out of my wheelhouse.
Yep, I'm okay. Because your taste in music's a little bit different.
But not a little bit. It's enormously different. So but you can find that, and you know, it's really easy because there's so many different aggregators and sources. Just start looking.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll start looking. I'll go. I'll start looking online and seeing. I can't see nothing, so what I'm going to be doing, I'll probably go to the library and with the librarian look and see what's online as far as internet radio.
There's a ton of it, but I would think, you know, you don't have to see it. You know, obviously, if you've got a decent screen reader, you can get that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, because I know TuneIn has classic rock, but I'm looking for something where you go real deep into the cuts of the late 60s and 70s, stuff like Fever Tree.
Right.
You know, Max Frost and the Troopers.
Right. I'm sure, unfortunately, I'm sure it's there.
Okay.
So you'll find it.
Okay, then what I'll do is a Google classic hard rock, classic rock from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, just say streams, and you know, you could even put in Fever Tree or whatever if you want, and see if that helps helps something come up. You know, obviously, if you want to hear Fever Tree, I mean, beyond San Francisco Girls, you can get a lot of it on YouTube as far as that goes. All the individual.
Oh, I've got quite a bit of it.
Yeah,
Fever Tree. On Amazon Music.
Yeah. Well, so there you are. The world is your oyster.
Yeah, I got quite a bit of that, you know, actually.
Right.
But I was just wondering if there's a regular radio station that even played that stuff.
There probably
a website where I could go and hear a DJ doing it.
There probably is a stream that does that. Now, see, I wouldn't be the one to know because it wouldn't attract me enough to read the second sentence. But I'm sure there is. I'm absolutely sure.
Okay.
And maybe if somebody's listening who likes that kind of stuff, they can actually tell you what the deal is there.
Okay, that would really be nice if they could tell me what internet site has an internet radio, because I have a lot of internet radio channels downloaded.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is, of course, it's a subscription, though. You can get them alarmingly cheap if you negotiate. But I'm sure that Sirius has 20 channels like that or something. You know, it'd be horrible. But you'd love it.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Good luck. But
when you
want to talk about this, do me a favor. Call someone else.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Okay, thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good deal. Yeah, there's just, you know, because calling me about it, I don't know. I don't want to hear it. All right, but I know it's there as far as that goes, and that's a period of time, obviously, that a lot of people are after. All right, so we'll get to we got everybody. Oh, Johnny from Austin's calling. Okay, good. And Gary in Austin. All right, who actually heard Shelley Pope and wants more Shelley Pope? So all that and more is coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Tick-tick-tock.
Will somebody make it stop? Well, a
tick-tick-tock.
Then over the noisy cloud. Well, I long to hear my baby, but all I ever hear is
tick-tick-tock, tick another clock. Ring, ring, ring. all I ever hear is tick, tick, tock, tick, another clock. Somebody call my name, somebody playing a game.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That is Lee Andrew and the Hearts. It was the flip side of Long Lonely Nights, 1957 on Mainline. And Cleveland Dennis wanted to hear it, and now he has. So, yeah, it was a fine, fine, a lot of great Lee Andrew stuff. All right, so talking about the Black Pope a moment, Shelley Pope. Well, it was later in his career, but about, oh, I don't know, 44 years ago right now, he was on Winter.
Now, you ain't crazy. I know you ain't crazy. You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me. Now, I'm giving it to you like it is. You ain't never in your life have you heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
All right, so a little self-promotion there. And yeah, exactly. And I actually somewhere have a roll of bumper stickers, the Black Pope. And yeah, kind of miss him. All right, speaking of which, he was featured on... That's right, Houston Platinum, Houston Radio Platinum.com. Yeah, now Dave's confusing me. Soul of the City on Sunday night. So, Johnny and Austin, I hear it was a winner.
Hey, oh my gosh. Houston Radio Platinum got their name out there, but no wonder they struggle so long with a name like that.
Yeah, I don't know why they picked it, because it is not something that really flows. Houston Radio Platinum. You would think
it'd
be...
Try to get on the air and say it.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I would figure even if it was Houston Platinum Radio, that might be better.
Well, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't.
Houston Radio Platinum. All right.
But anyway, the fact of it is, I have a soul show on that radio station. Well, I'm on every morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. But, you know, and the music's pretty good. But my passion, the good show, the great show, the one that I love, debuted on the 15th, 2 Sundays ago, and that's called The Soul of the City, and it's classic soul and R&B.
Yes, sprinkled with air checks. And, yes, of course, soulofthecity.net, that'll be a redirect, or soulofthecityusa.com, that's a redirect.
Yeah, it'll take you right to that page, which doesn't tell you a lot. But
you can listen.
It's a little confusing, because if you hear me talk about the Soul of the City and you go there and it says, listen now, where you're going to hear stuff. I was just looking at their playlist that went on today, and I'm seeing Get Together by the Young Blood.
Right, Imaginary Lover by the Atlanta Rhythm Section, yeah. My favorite is Advertisement Live 365.
it's confusing to people, because that show that I'm doing, that I've got this passion for, runs once a week.
On Sundays. Yes, I know. Like I say, the first time we didn't realize it wasn't Sunday, and John and I listened, heard about two records, and John's like, is he crazy? I said, no, it's the wrong night. So.
Yeah, the Saturday night's really strange.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're, you know. I don't.
Something else is what they're doing, yes.
And anyway, but without saying any other comments about that, I am fortunate that they've given me the time to play the greatest classic soul and R&B that we all love. And that's it's Sunday nights from 6 to midnight, and it's done pretty well, thanks to you and thanks to listeners like Gary and Fran and the listeners that took time to check it out. I really appreciate it. And playing these memories of the great DJs
is just
an idea that came to me as kind of a little sparkle to the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
You can get on there and play all the music you want and tell some trivia and all that, but I thought, what about the, you heard me, because I called you and asked you about it.
Sure.
And so I call it legendary, the legends of soul radio.
Yeah.
And that would just pop into my head, and I'm like, gosh, these people are all but forgotten.
Yes.
And Shelley Pope, tell me this, because I think I got something wrong. Did Shelley Pope never work for WBOK in New Orleans?
He absolutely did work for WBOK. Probably 68, 69, for sure, you know, that I can attest to then. But no, he absolutely worked at WBOK. Guaranteed.
Okay, well, I saw some air checks of him on YouTube, and there
yeah, but it's usually
some other station.
Yeah, no, it's usually recent stuff like 990, the old WYAT winner, WNNR, things like that. But that's more recent. The problem is that there just aren't tapes, and that's been my real problem. It just hurts my heart that there's very little soul air checks from the 60s or the 50s, of course. And so, yeah, the Black Pope, I do. I have bumper stickers all over the place. And, you know, if you were a teenager in New Orleans in the 60s, you knew WBOK and Shelley Pope, period. Just like I said on that little blurb I played a little while ago, where he touts his own strength, but it's true. He was, you know, bigger than life itself.
Let me ask you this, though. That was his style, was not uncommon in a lot of southern markets.
Right.
You didn't hear that kind of stuff up north. I doubt it.
Oh, you did. You did on the soul stations. You did.
Did you really?
Yes.
I mean, he was talking all over the record.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, absolutely. They talk, and you know, they pot him down, talk some more, pot him back up. I love that. Or you know, if it was a record that they really loved, instant replay, play, and they just drop the needle down in the middle of the record, play the rest of it, be talking over it. Of course, that's soul radio.
Let me tell you, some of these jocks of those days. We had one at KYOK by the name of
Hang on a minute. The news is happening, and Bob shows no mercy. I'll be right back on WGN Radio. One of the worst things I've ever played. I played it because, well, Shelley Pope played it a lot. He co-wrote it. Yeah, that's a teenage national anthem, don't you know, on Miss Thang Records from 1968. Yep, that's right. Gin and the Gents, who actually were a soul group from Greensboro, North Carolina. They were originally the African Americans in 1967, and they were doing talent shows around Greensboro, and somebody said, you know, you might want to change your name. So they were the Versatile Gents and the VGs and then Gin and the Gents. And exactly how Shelley Pope got involved with that, I don't know. But in the meantime, yeah, everybody's come running, and even Bob at WGN said, I don't know where that's coming from. I know where it was coming from. Yeah, we have a few alarms going off here, but we have since silenced them. Whether I've taken stations off the air, that's another story. But I'll just talk to you, and I'm doing that, talking to Johnny in Austin about of course, Houston Platinum Radio, or Radio Platinum. No, you know, it's just wrong. You got to tell them it's wrong. HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Well, yeah, and I'm not promoting myself. I'm talking about a six-hour show once a week.
Well, of course, and it's a labor of love. It's not like you know you're
it's
making
really,
money.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And I hope to, you know, I mean, being that it's placed on a station like that, I hope to God that you know, he doesn't not understand it and say, what's this, and take the darn thing off. I don't know, you know.
Well, if he does, start your own stream.
I can't afford it.
Well, it depends how many people are going to be listening. There are ways to do it very cheaply unless you get really successful.
Well, that's true. But anyway, back to the Shelley Popes of the day.
Yeah.
We had a guy at KYOK in Houston, Texas, named Bill Wildchild Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of those screaming, talking in the middle of the song jocks.
Right, right.
And what kept him fired up was a bottle of Thunderbird that nobody, you know.
Yeah.
That was just not talked about.
Yeah,
right?
Of course not. Right.
And so... But, I mean, he was getting into his show and actually twist those. You know, remember those big knobs on those Gates consoles?
Oh, sure,
big
sure.
Knobs.
Yeah.
He'd twist those things off in a heartbeat.
Right.
And he would break the switches off because he was so into what he was doing. I mean, he had a passion, and he was just going there and just tear the place up. I'm serious. And he was kind of like the engineer's nightmare. So the engineer finally went and put little bitty knobs on the console so he wouldn't break those big ones off anymore because they probably weren't cheap.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just rip them right off of there.
Most people remember the Gates Yard because it was a 3-foot-long board. But,
I hated that.
The version of that that most stations bought was the Gates Executive, actually. And it had huge knobs and all that that kind of stuff. It was big
The Executive was for the stereo, and the Diplomat was a mono.
Yeah, right. There you go. So,
if anybody, yeah.
I had those in production when I was at Stores. We had those boards, but I also still had why can't I think of what they are right now, but the precursor to cart machines. It'll come to me. I still have some around here, but no machines to play them.
McKenzie?
Yes, McKenzie's. I had banks of McKenzie's and, of course, a couple Scully lathes, just in case you wanted to cut something to disc.
I think they use your audience is going to go to sleep with us talking about all this. They don't understand it. But those McKenzies were little loops of tape. And I understood that they used them in a lot of movie studios for sound effects.
Yeah, they did. They also, stations, a lot of them use them for jingles and stuff like that. The problem is they were noisy. And so you wanted to do remote starts in most control rooms.
That's what we had at KYOK when I got there. They had one. Yeah. And then when it crashed, they never replaced it.
Right, right. Yeah, well, of course. You know, they were one of the many stopgap things. So I'm trying to think of Gates came up with something. It was more like a brick, and before cart machines, where they loaded the tracks on this arcane, bizarre thing that you certainly didn't want to cue anything up on the air because it sounded like a 707 was coming in. So
I think I know what you're talking about, and
I think
they had one of those at KAPE.
Right.
1480 in San Antonio, Texas. They were at the R&B station of San Antonio in the 60s. And that's the only time I ever saw one. I don't even remember what it was called, but you'd take this little thing and just move it along.
Right,
down
exactly.
The line.
Yeah, like those old Gerald boxes on CATV. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
But I don't even know that. That's the only time I ever saw such a thing.
Yeah, I'm trying. It'll come to me. Because I do know the name of it, and it's just right now I'm blanking it, but it'll come to me.
You know what? It was interesting. You asked me the other night, and gave you this big buildup about, okay, it's 1965. It's your first day on KYOK radio. You got to tell me, what was the first song you played? And I'm like, I should have just made something up. But it was just a letdown, you know, when I said, I don't remember. And you're like, well, you blew that, Johnny.
No, that's all right. It's perfectly fine. Do you remember the first words you ever said on the radio? And it probably was one of those reports.
I don't, but I'll tell you what I do remember.
Right.
And this is really the most important part of it, and it's very touching, and I'm happy for it. I remember the first letter I got from a listener. I remember her name and everything about her, because, you know, we used to get mail back then, of course, and I would get a lot of mail and dedications, and I want to send this out to so-and-so and so-and-so. But my first listener who wrote me, it was a young lady named, she's a little older than me. Her name was Betty Davis.
Okay.
And she was a sweet young lady, and she loved me and loved my show. And she started a fan club with me, in one of the black sections of Houston. I think it was either Acreage Home or Cashmere Gardens. I can't remember which one. But she had me come out there to a community center. I couldn't even drive yet and do a record hop for her friends. And my, she started this fan club.
That's great.
And I always remember one day, one Saturday, she came up to the radio station, and she and I spent the whole day after I got off the air going to these department stores and buying records together.
Oh, that's great.
And so, but I remember these early people that used to call me by name. I remember them and their voices and all that. So to me, you know, I would rather have fond memories of these individuals than I would, you know, the first song I ever played, because these people that were so kind and loving to me, I'm just thankful that I remember them by name and their voices and all that. That is just so memorable to me. And, God, I wish I had air checks of me being on the air with them. By the way.
Oh, a belt, by the way. It was a belt. The Gates belt. It was the Gates belt spot tape machine.
Well, yeah, that describes it. I saw it one time. And I thought, gosh, I hope I never have to encounter one of these in my career. I didn't.
It could store 101 announcements, and if you went for it, there was a remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And what was really weird, and the thing I remember about this, is it ran at 5.25 IPS. I don't know anything else that ever ran at 5.25 IPS.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
those things must have been very short-lived.
Well, they were. They came out at the 1959 NAB. And I think, you know, the tertiary tone for the carts hadn't yet been really developed. Once that happened, this was completely over.
Oh, heck yeah.
But the reason it was called the belt is the magnetic tape was like a foot wide. I'm not making that up.
I never saw the inside of it.
Yeah, it was like a foot wide. Well, that index lever that you're talking about that you pushed around like a Gerald cable box, that was exactly what it was. And it was finding one of the 101 announcements on it.
Yeah, I used to, the summer of 64, I was in San Antonio, and I spent a lot of time at KAPE, Cape Radio, in San Antonio, where the morning guy was named Rudy Green. Their middays was Tommy Young, and they had another jock. Oh, he was a very famous in San Antonio, and I can't think of his name right now. His theme song was "Swinging Gently" by Earl Grant.
All right. Well, Mel Waiters was there, and Joe Gunn. There were a number of people. So yeah,
I can't remember. He was the biggest one in San Antonio. Flip Forrest.
Okay.
Flip Forrest.
All right.
That was his. Flip Forrest. Thank God.
All right.
But you have had access to an air check of KYLK from the summer of 1965 by the Duke of Earl. The PD was on the air. I've never heard it. It was on one of those sites that you subscribe to, and you were going to try to get me a copy of it. To this day, I've never heard it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Does that site still exist?
I don't know. I forgot all about it. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. I forgot all about this, and I didn't come through. Well, isn't that just like me? All right, so 888-876-5593. Talking to Johnny in Austin. We'll talk to Gary in Austin as well. We got Eduardo in Tampa, and we got Floyd in Iowa. And there's room for you, too, if you'd like to join the fun on WGN Radio.
She had me believing that everything she did was just to please me. But she was just playing a game, and to her it didn't mean a thing. But she taught me a lesson that I'm gonna retain, baby. That's everything good to you. Good to you. Don't have to be good.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, well, not Houston, but Dallas. He's from Dallas. Of course, that was recorded in Shreveport and came out on Paula as an album cut originally. And then, of course, it became a big Northern Soul hit. But yeah, Bobby Patterson. So you're going to play that for me one Sunday night?
I would love to, and I got to be honest with you, I have never heard that song.
Well, no, Bobby Patterson, yes, it's on the album Is It Just a Matter of Time, and yeah, everything good to you don't have to be good for you.
How true, how well written. I mean, I've heard his music before,
yeah.
But that song...
All right.
That song is a gem.
I thought you'd like it. I actually figured you'd know it, but yeah, now that I know you don't know it, I knew you'd like it. Yeah.
What's the year of that in the
72.
Why was it KYOK then? How did I miss that?
I probably didn't play it. It was on Paula. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
So,
who knows? But gosh, man, that was a gem of the night right there. By the way, though, if you can get this KYOK air check for me from the summer of 65, that would be great.
All right, let me write this down.
It was on this site called Reel to Reel Music, or it was a... some website with air checks of disc jockeys.
All right.
And you know the site I'm talking about?
Yes. Well, no, but I mean, there are many like it. But tell me, was any particular jock on this?
Yeah, it was called the Duke of Earl. It was my
okay.
PD, my first PD.
Okay.
The Duke of Earl show from the summer of 65. It's not on YouTube.
No, it wouldn't be.
But it was on this site. It might still be there. They wanted you to donate some money to get on the site and get these air checks. And it was, I think this person that did it was somebody you knew.
Oh, God.
This site, it was all about radio air checks. It's all.
Oh, wait a minute. This is probably Peter Kanz.
Tell me the name of the site.
Peter Kanz would be, and probably a lot of that stuff was on Real Radio, but I worked with Peter Kanz at Billboard, and he would be the one to have it, and it would be part of the Peter Kanz collection. So now what I have to do, because I'm terrible, this is what I meant to do, is go ahead and find Peter and a current phone number. But it was on Real Radio. It was on Real Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was on. And the problem with Real Radio is that it was all WAV files, and that's why I always had a problem with it. Yes, I know. Because Uncle Ricky, who sadly is dead now, but I think his sister has kept it up, but he never, you know, changed them from WAV files. So that's probably why I didn't get it for you. I probably pulled it and then said, well, I can't get this, you know, and that was the end of it. But
is that site still up?
Well, yes and no. It is still up, but whether or not you can actually, and a lot of stuff they've turned into MP3s now. So there is
maybe I can obtain it there, but
it's been too long. I have to find Peter Kanz. That's all there is to it. We'll have him on the air some night. And
that sounds great. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank you for the promotion for my Sunday night show.
And,
but it's confusing because you hear Houston Radio Platinum, you go to my page, and during the week, and you hear, you know, get together by the Young Bloods or the Carpenters or something, it's like, this isn't soul. And so it's, you know, I want to clarify the fact that it's a show that's on once a week, Sunday night, 6 to midnight Central Time. And how come you weren't listening Sunday?
You know, I've been, and a lot of stuff is going on. I haven't slept in two nights, and I probably won't again tonight because at 9 a.m. I'm back at it with some engineering stuff. So it's just been, you know, hell week. And, yeah, Monday I had to wake up at 6:30, so I decided just not to go to sleep. And so that was last night's show. And then last night, I thought, well, I can get some sleep. But at 7 a.m., I was still not sleeping. So I figured, oh, well, I'll forget about it. So Mexican Coke goes far to encourage good moods. But anyhow, now I have to be up at 9 tomorrow morning. So anyway, that show, I even said to John earlier on Sunday, well, we got to listen. And then, you know, I know.
It's hard to remember a once-a-week show. I've dominated way too much of your time. Thanks to your listeners, thanks to Tubby, and thanks to especially to Gary and to Fran and Austin and whoever checked out the show last week. I really appreciate it, and I hope that the audience will continue to build. Thanks to you.
All right, absolutely. So thank you for calling. It's always great to talk to you.
Okay, we'll talk again.
Okay,
good
bye.
Night.
All right, bye. So I have publicly said that I'm going to call Peter Kahn. So now I have to find his phone number. Because as you know, as I've said many times, unfortunately, the only way to get off my callback list is to die. And it's sadly so true. And I don't mean for it to be, but because of my hours, when I get a moment to call, it's like 3 in the morning. I'm not going to call somebody at 3 in the morning. So, you know, years pass. But Peter was great. For a while, he used to do these Christmas tapes where it'd be all like old commercials and stuff like that. You know, that's where I got the Iron Butterfly for Ban Roll On, things of that nature. All right, so we got Eduardo, we got Gary, and we got Floyd. I think David was an older call. I don't know, David, if you were calling back, well, call again. And Floyd has a request. All right, so that's it. Attendance will be taken. Now, Bob told me very sincerely and succinctly exactly what time to stop talking, but you know, I completely forgot what it is. So I guess if it's not for a while, he's going to be filling with something I know you'll want to hear on WGN Radio.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. I want to ride to the ridge where the west.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It's Dave on the north side who requested Don't Fence Me In. I said, how about some Tommy Edwards? Yeah, he did an entire country album in the 50s. So there you have one of the truly great acts. But sadly, the amount of liquor he consumed cut his career short. Not to mention the fatal car wreck, of course. But, I mean, he was difficult to work with, to say the least, but you know, by all accounts, it was worth it. All right, Gary in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, great to hear Johnny, who, when I moved to Houston in 86, was the first person I heard
on KFMK. On KFMK.
Yeah, they were picking me up at the airport.
Yeah.
Because I was going to do some training down there. So they were picking me up in the airport, and he was playing Next Plane to London.
Oh, Rose Garden.
And I thought, well, K-Love or KLVU or whatever they were then was just kind of going older than in Dallas then. I don't think they'd play that one. So it's going to be interesting to hear this station. And then I heard Johnny.
Yeah.
And I heard his break, and the person driving was saying something to me, and I wanted to say, shut up, I want to hear Johnny going.
You're right, exactly.
This guy, because I have a friend, well, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but he knew a lot about Houston radio, and he told me when I was going to move to Houston, he said, you got to hear Johnny going, you'll like hearing him. And so
I did,
and I remember that so vividly because, you know, I was thinking, you know, couldn't you say something during the spots?
Right.
A classic rock suggestion for Dave, with David, and maybe I should do this in special English, would be WXYG. Yeah, I think they're in St. Cloud or someplace.
Okay.
AM 540 The Goat is what they are called.
And the Goat.
They will play.
All right. All right.
They play very deep classic rock.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. There you are. WXYG like George. The Goat. Yeah, G for Goat. in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, I
vaguely remember they were one of the CQAM stations with the AM stereo there for a minute there.
Yeah,
maybe they still are.
I don't know. They have a big band. They have a big band station in that cluster. I think it's called Uptown 1010.
Yeah, the reason I mentioned the CQAM thing is they didn't sign on the air until like 2007. And by then, very few people were thinking, gee, I should be AM stereo. But But these people were. And so that's what they're doing now, the GOAT. All right.
Yeah, that's what they are, the last I checked. And Houston Radio Platinum does have a skill. I research that and just tell your device to enable the Houston Radio Platinum skill.
Oh, okay.
And I wish they'd add some rhythmic stuff to their music selection, because my time in Houston, it was pretty, you know, there was a lot more rhythmic music on the radio than they
yes.
play.
Yes, I agree.
And I give them props for what they do, but I just wish they'd urbanize the music or whatever you want to call it a little bit.
Right.
A little more palatable for me anyway.
Right.
But anyway, that's, just some comments on that and.
That's fascinating about the GOAT, because this little radio station, and they own three other AM stations and I think seven towers at the same site or something. But I mean, they have like 850 watts in the day and what, 250 watts at night or something. I mean, the fact that they're doing anything at all is almost alarming. And the GOAT, I just went to their website, 540wxyg.com, Album Rock. Well, on now, Jimi Hendrix. Oh, I just can't wait. Let's see. Genres be damned. Thousands and thousands of the greatest album rock songs ever recorded. Oh, yeah, you're right. This is his station. All right, Dave. There you go. Huh. So,
that will occupy him for a little while.
I think so. No, I think, I think this is terrific. I shudder to think that I might actually hear it. That won't happen. But I think he'll love it. You're right.
And I'm happy they're owned by a small company and they're doing it. So that's what I'm happy about
for
them.
All right. So, Dave, if you're listening, 540WXYG.com. G as in goat.
I'm sure his device will play it. So.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. All right, well, there you are, the GOAT. I hope he loves it, and he doesn't need to give us a critique. You can listen in silence. That's just fine. Yeah. All right. They also have GOAT guest DJs too, so maybe he'll be on it.
Oh yeah, maybe he could be.
Uh huh. They've got a picture of some of the Denisons who have been. I'm sure he'd fit in very well. All right, very good. Very, very good. Thank you for that. I don't know that I would come across the GOAT. Yeah, that's excellent. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I found them a long time ago. But might still be around.
They're on FM at 94.3. I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
It's probably a translator.
I didn't know they had a translator.
I assume it's a translator, yeah. Yeah, well, with their big 250 watts at night on the AM and 850 watts of the day, I can only imagine what. But, of course, our translator up there, it probably could have the full 250 watts. What kind of competition are you going to run into?
Yeah, they probably cover about as good as the AM does. So.
Yeah, I would think so. I'm looking it up right now in Radio Locator, don't you know? So Sauk Rapids, the booming metropolis of. All right, so here we have. Where are you? 90. I forget. Oh, that's terrible. I forget what the deal was. Was it 94.3? Yes, it is.
94.3, I think.
Yeah, it is a translator. It's K232GA. Well, of course, 232 would be 94.3. Let's see what our deal is. They get all 250 watts.
Good. Good for them.
Their tower is 279 feet above ground level. And they're directional.
This is not
possible. This is not right. They don't need that there. Wait a minute. This is... Why would they be directional on FM? What, is something hiding from Canada? I don't know. That's very odd. I'll look further.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Direction. I didn't even know they had a translator. Shows you what I don't know.
But. Yeah, well, not only do they have one, but apparently they've got one directional, too. Well, that's fascinating. So I'm looking at the transmitter location, and I only see one tower, so this is pretty interesting. All right. All right. Yeah. No, there are more. Unfortunately, there are more. All right. Fascinating. So there you go. I'm sure he'll just be in hog heaven.
Oh, he will.
All right.
He
good will. Deal. Go Thanks. Heaven. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. So there you go. Don't say that nobody ever did anything for you. Gary just has. 888-876-5593. Eduardo has a request. Nick in Baltimore, we're going to talk about Alaska. All right. Radio? All right. We can do that. Or just driving there. And God knows we've done that. All right. And Floyd in Iowa's got a request. We'll probably find out what that is as well. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That is a wonderful song, and Chuck and Downers Grove wanted to hear it. The Pentagons were terrific. Not that many records, but the ones some that they had were just terrific. And, of course, that was on Jamie in 1961. And, Lee Silver and George Mottola and Lester Sill were all involved in producing it, and the Pentagons wrote it. So there's I Wonder. Indeed. All right. So let's see. There's one line available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593. But let's find out about some requests here. Eduardo in Tampa, what you want to hear?
Hey, Raleigh. Before I get into a couple of things, my request is Miles Davis, Limbo.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what are you getting into?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, but... I don't know if this guy was trying to go through the Bezos Santos.
Trying to go through what? Hello? Don't go away. Oh, no. We're losing Eduardo. Eduardo, he's been waiting for so long. Oh, no. Oh, man. All right. Well, Eduardo will call back, and I hope, because there is a line available for him, and we'll find out exactly what he's talking about. Meanwhile, Floyd has a request in Iowa. So, Floyd, you still with us? No, Floyd gave up. He did the sensible thing. But thanks for trying anyway. I appreciate it. All right. So let's see. James on the south side has a request. I mean, haven't we got enough waiting for you, James? I mean, are you there, James? Don't tell me this. I do not want to hear this. I must not hear this. Let's see. We're going to try it again with James here. All right. Now, one. All right. James, are you with us? No. That's right, he was against us from the start. All right, so that's four people who either got tired of hearing me talk or there's a problem with phones. So I think Floyd is not there. You're not there, are you, Floyd? Hello, Floyd. No, Floyd's not there.
Try Nick.
So what?
Try Nick.
I will try Nick.
He just called.
Nick just called. Well, then, Nick, are you there? No.
So we lost them all.
I don't think... Ah, jeez. I tell you what. All right, suddenly the phone. Let's see if Chris in Greenwood is there. Are you there, Chris? Hello, hello? No, of course not. All right, yeah, we lost them all. I don't know how. Yeah, the gods of VOIP or broadband or whatever are not smiling kindly on me tonight. Gee, well, I haven't written my prosperity check yet. That's right, law of abundance. So maybe that matters. And, of course, normally when I've hung up on everybody who didn't seem to be there, they'd call right back. But right now, no one's calling, which tells me that maybe they can't. All right, so, yeah, it's come to this. A full board of calls. My, my, my. Well, try to call back, if you would. So we'll see if we actually get any calls. And what I'll do during the news is reboot the phone system, is what I'll do. But, oh, so, John, just all of a sudden, all the lines came back. Now we'll see if anybody's on them. All right, so, yeah, I know. It's, we're really not that far from the days of the Dixie cup and the string. That is absolutely the truth. All right, so every line is lit up. And John is not able to talk to any of them. Oh, this is just swell. Yeah, I don't need this tonight, but I got it. So, yeah, we could go more into the life of Lou Christie. And I still want to know how he convinced Morris Levy to let him out of that contract. Because normally, you know, Morris would threaten to hang outside the building by your heels if he didn't like what you were saying. So John says he can't answer anything. Well, here you are. Why don't you just recycle the phone system? Of course, if you do that, don't recycle. No. All right. John says no, he won't. Yeah, I'll... Thank you for calling, and I really appreciate it. But what we will do here in a few minutes is I'll reboot the system. It's been an interesting night tonight all the way around. Yeah, a UPS failed, power supply deal. And I don't know what's up with that. And I thank you all for trying. It's very kind of you. And we'll see if we can't fix this. You know, it's interesting talking to Johnny and everybody else. I thought, well, I don't need to plan for what else I'll prattle on to talk about. But maybe I do. All right. So of course, you know what I'll do. I'll go to News of the Weird, you know, the oddity news first, because usually that's where we get some interesting stories. Lately, a lot of them about snakes. But we'll see what's. See what we get there, and maybe I can just entertain you.
Try James.
And John says try James. All right. Well, I will. You actually heard James. All right. Well, let's see what happens. Are you there, James?
How are you?
All right. He's there. All right. Well, good. Maybe somebody else is too. Yes, I'm fine. All right. I never thought I'd be so delighted to hear from you. We've already have a number of your requests coming up, but you want to add to the stack?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I want to add Jim Reeves, Welcome to My World.
Okay.
I want to add Patsy Cline, You Took Him Off My Hands.
Oh. Where do you hear this stuff?
I actually got a complete collection of most of her hits.
Yeah, and
I found it once.
Another one I have, I can't read my own handwriting, but all I have is Chapel, so...
Oh, A Wedding, A Chapel.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah, A Wedding, okay. All right, I'll write that one down. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff. All right, you got it.
And of course, Big Iron.
Big Iron, okay. All right. We'll do it to it.
Okay. I would say about the strange call I got from this bank one. I said, I don't have any dealings with you. I think I started talking about it last week, and then you said we'll come on this week. About
right,
it.
And now of course we're going to the news. But yeah, call me back tomorrow night, and we'll talk about how they were trying to scam you, but you caught them. Good. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up right after the news. We'll talk to Nick about Alaska, and Floyd will get his request. Eduardo, we were talking to Eduardo. We were in the middle of talking to Eduardo when all the phones went out, but it seems like all the phones are back. God, I hope so. More coming up on WGN Radio.
Each night under the moon.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Early Intruders, yeah, before Gamble and Huff, that's for sure. 1961, yeah, Come Home Soon. It was a flip side on Goin', and Goin' was a little, G-O-W-E-N, was a little label in Philadelphia, owned by, in part, Chubby Checker's road manager and a couple other guys. All right, so 888-876-5593. The phones appear to be working, and Eduardo was telling us something when he got summarily cut off, but you're back now. No, you're not? Oh, come on, I can't take this. But that's right, that's right. All right, well, we'll hang up on Eduardo and hope to God that Floyd in Iowa is... Are you there, Floyd? What? I hear noises. Floyd, speak to me, please, Floyd. No? What is the deal? All right, so, you know, I should have, during the break, gone ahead and rebooted everything because I was going to do that. But then John said, no, and we did talk to James. You don't have to do that. It's working now. So I didn't. All right. So that's the these are the times that try men's soul. I'll tell you what. All right. Nick in Baltimore, are you there? No. So
play a bumper.
Oh, yeah, play a bumper. All right. Yeah, play everything Little Sonny ever recorded. All right, yeah, before his untimely death. And I could do that, actually. Let's see if there's any anything. And, yeah, I could probably play one of the other Sergeant Pappy requests, because I think he wanted the Cool Gents. Yeah, don't have to twist my arm for that. And I'm going to do that here in a moment if John can't raise anybody, which I don't think he can. So I will reboot the phone system. And, yeah, wish me luck on that. All right, so let's find the Cool Gents. It's live radio. Oh, well. And let's see. Yeah, because who would record it? All right, so, of course, I can't spell. Maybe I can't type. I don't know. Well, people are calling, but nobody's being heard. All right, so... the Cool Gents, I can't help myself, should be here. All right, no. I'm spelling it wrong, probably. Maybe it won't be the Cool Gents. Maybe it'll be something completely else that you've requested. I don't know where the Cool Gents went. But what else did you want to hear? You Don't Know Me. Oh, there's a beautiful Lenny Welch version of that. That's probably my favorite, actually. But Lenny, You Don't Know Me was a great record. And, of course, Is It Here? Yeah, that's all we need. All right, so it is. Now, I will reboot the phones while we are enjoying Lenny Welch, who sadly just passed away recently.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well. But you don't know me. No, 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 you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. The chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
enjoyed that, actually. All right, so I've rebooted the phone system, and you will be able to call in, I think. Well, actually, I have to do something else for John, or he will not understand why he's not able to get calls. So I'll do that, and then you'll call or let it keep ringing, and we'll see what we can do. Coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. And we'll figure this out. It is WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I was about to play a bumper, but that didn't work over. God. You know, sometimes I do think they are the times that try men's soul, and you know what that comes from. But if not, look it up. But that that said, I do. I wonder, you know, will I spontaneously combust sitting here one night? Well, maybe we'll find out. But right now, I hope we'll find out about Nick from Baltimore. Are you there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm
oh,
I'm
thank
here.
God, thank God. All right. Yeah, I tell I you what.
You forgot what you were going to talk about?
It says Alaska.
I remember.
Okay.
Basically, real quick, because I know you don't have calls. I've been trying to call. You know, your line has been busy.
Yeah.
Can't get through.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are calling, but I don't know what is going on, and it's not here, but it's all VOIP telephone, so I need to get to the other end and explain to the people who have the server what's going on.
Okay. I had a question. The longest day of the year is usually, what, the 20th or June 20th?
Yeah, usually the 21st, yeah, absolutely. It's not the vernal or the autumnal, it's the other thing, the winter and summer solstice. It's the summer solstice.
Well, how does it, is that in Alaska, is that when you have the 24-hour daylight?
No, the 24-hour, firstly, it depends where in Alaska. Like in Anchorage, this doesn't happen. Because you're down south enough that you're gonna have a lot of daylight. But you will have 3 or 4 hours. Now in Fairbanks or beyond, you'll get some 24-hour sun days. But what like in Anchorage, what'll happen is that it'll go like to dusk, like it looks twilight, and you know, and then it goes dark, and then it comes right back. So you get like about 4 hours. But in Fairbanks, you will get the total, and it has nothing to do with the solstice per se. It I mean, obviously it involves that, but it would be for usually about a month and a half, 6 weeks, just wow. like in the winter you get the 6 weeks or so of darkness.
Oh, okay. I was just fascinated by it. The other thing was, I had a question from a friend of mine who he wanted to know, if you're in darkness in Alaska, what about DX, you know, AM?
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Now, like I say, when I say darkness, you're not going to get, if you're looking for total darkness, you've got to be like in Barrow. Even in Fairbanks, what will happen, at its most prominent point in winter, you're going to wind up with dusk for 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
You know, so I think they call it civil twilight. And so, so that's the deal. And I think the civil twilight is like a three and a half hour period. So conversely, in the summer, you don't really get 24 hours of sunshine, as far as that goes. But now, if you go far enough north, but you wouldn't, you know, like Barrow, you would get that.
Okay. Well, the genesis of the question, the reason I asked that about the DXing,
yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, and I'd get home from school in the wintertime, around 3:30.
Yes, yes.
We'd start getting Chicago.
Yes.
And it was still light here.
Right.
And light there.
Yeah. Well,
how does that...
The ionosphere layer is very interesting in terms of that, and it does happen when you get into those magic points like that. But as far as Alaska... Oh man, I've never really tried it in terms of
it's different.
Yeah, it's probably about in Fairbanks. It's probably about 70 days where you're going to get that 3.5 hours of twilight and 70 consecutive days of sunshine in the summer there.
But you're so far away. I mean, would you get?
Well,
anything?
That's right. You will get stuff. Yes, you will. It's interesting. Some of those directional 50,000 watt stations in LA, like 1090 Express, for instance, in Mexico, you will hear that in Alaska.
Oh, really?
Absolutely you will. And when 760 in San Diego, KFMB, when they went 50,000 watts directional at night, they occasionally, I'd get a call from Alaska, you know, things like that. So it would happen. But yeah, it's all about the ionosphere layer, the whole thing. And it's different, you know this from DXing, different night to night or afternoon to afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just perfect, and other times forget about it.
Hmm. The other thing I wanted to throw in here real quick, and I promise I'll get off, is that there are directional translators.
Of course there are. But I don't.
We have them here.
Oh, of course. Well, you've got directional everything there because D.C. and Baltimore are so packed. But when you're talking about Sauk River, Minnesota, I don't think so. Obviously, it is. But no, there are a lot of directional translators, especially in heavily populated areas, because you know to find the frequency and drop one in isn't easy. So I see that a lot, but I just usually don't see it. You know, up there like that.
But that 94.3, I know over here in D.C., there's like several stations.
Well, like I say, D.C. and Baltimore are so heavily populated. And, of course, remember, you're dealing with seven frequencies when you're trying to figure this out, because you're dealing with the frequency you're on and then, you know, the first co-channel adjacency, the second and the third, and, you know, it's differing separation for each of them. But that's seven possible frequencies that you are considering.
But you don't have the coverage anymore. I mean, even if you have a full powered station like down here, you know, a 50K station, you don't have the coverage you used to have. I mean,
well,
because you got translators everywhere.
You do. You absolutely do have translators everywhere. And like I say, D.C. and Baltimore have always been very busy. And, of course, in D.C., it's not only commercial radio. There's so much radio going on there, much of which you'll never hear on commercial band. But that's the deal. You know, it's interesting that you got translator availabilities at all there. I would think at this point the only way you're going to get a translator into Baltimore or D.C. is you buy one.
Well, they do.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine you'd find a frequency that's going to work.
They squeeze them in. They've like packed like sardines.
Well, and then then you look at some of those and they got 10 watts.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean,
or less.
I don't think anybody's less than 10, are they?
There was one in this area. I'm in Sparrows Point, and Wynn had a 5-watt translator at 98.5.
Now, hopefully, that was non-directional.
Yeah, it was. I could barely get it. I don't think I got it at all.
Yeah.
And I'm right here.
You ask yourself why. So
and you don't need it because I can get the main signal.
Right.
The FM, you know, the...
Yeah. That's fascinating. I don't know. I just think it's becoming increasingly busy, you know, and it's so interesting to think back 45 years and, you know, 40 years when we're talking about docket 80, 90 and, you know, moving stations into markets because FM was so underutilized. And, of course, now forget about it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's all I had for tonight. I'll give you a call next week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to see if I can succinctly. I got to think about this a while, but answer your ionosphere question because you know, remember, it's always dark somewhere. So I'll let you know. Now I'll never be able to tell you why it concretely why it's different night to night other than atmospheric. But I think we can get an answer on why some afternoons you're pulling it in at 3:30, even though you're pulling it in from a market where it is not dark and where you are sitting it is not dark. I'll find out.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. All right. So I've got some ideas about that, but I want to try to be succinct. All right, so we're going to take it to top of the hour because of course we wound up playing all the commercials, and so let's see. Now did Floyd call back? Yes, he had a request. I hope you're there, Floyd. Are you still here?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I had a request, but I'm going to get that request later. I heard you talk earlier that you said you couldn't get to sleep. I had a sister that said that too, and I thought to myself, how can that be? Because sleep, you know, in the U.S. Army, they would pay you money if you could stay awake on guard duty like that, because sleep will just come on you and take you. You'll be driving down the highway, and it comes on you when you don't, and you're out, and that's a safety issue.
Yeah, of course it
but
is.
But I don't see how she... Yeah, my sister said she couldn't go to sleep, but she said that. I thought, how in the world can that be?
Oh, it happens all... You know, it's metabolic, what? And in my case, you know, being the autoimmune queen, I knocked out my thyroid gland when I was a child, and they had to remove it. And so there went my circadian rhythms out the window. And so metabolically, I'll have time when I'm never going to stay awake. All I'll do is sleep. I'll have other times when maybe there's a week that I just don't sleep.
I want and see, like I said right there, the U.S. Army would pay you money to find out how that happens because the guard duty is a very critical thing in the Army.
Oh, but I know.
Right quick, too.
Well,
now right quick, too. Go ahead.
There have been studies because, you know, circadian rhythm disorders now has a drug for it. We used to call it N24 or non-24. And I think they might do that now as well. But it predominantly affected people who were totally blind because they didn't have the cues of sunlight and all that. And so their circadian rhythms would be off. Now, in my case, what my body wants, it's never going to get here. I want a 30-hour day. I want to be asleep 10 and up 20. Well, you can't do that because your sleep schedule goes around the clock. And so everything I'm doing when I'm sleeping is going to be artificial anyway. So some nights it's just not going to happen. And I am not alone with that.
And I read a bit about you. I think it was in a newspaper somewhere. It might have been USA Today or whatever, Gannett newspaper. It said that this lady doesn't get up until the crack of noon.
Well, that's,
now, I was thinking the crack of dawn.
No. The crack.
Of course, because she
crack
works through the night.
Right. Crack of noon. Except anymore, that would be a goal. I rarely can reach it. But yes, I always said I get up at the crack of noon.
Now let me get a request in.
Okay.
I know that a question and a request. I looked up Frankie Yankovic.
Okay.
His band, The Yanks. Was that Frankie Yankovic?
Frankie Yankovic. All right. What do you want to hear?
And I want to hear, did he have a beer barrel polka, roll out the barrel?
Oh, you know that. I mean, everybody has the beer barrel polka. I mean,
when he had that, the only thing I got, though, was about the first, maybe the first few was lined or whatever. And then it goes into some bit I don't like. I like that bit where it says, roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
Right, roll out the barrel, we got the blues on the run, zing, boom, ta-ra-ra, ring the song of good cheer. Yeah, that is...
We've just used up some time and talked about nothing of any importance.
Well, that really, boy, haven't we, though.
You're the best there is.
All right, I will...
You're the best there is.
I will play Beer Barrel Polka by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks probably tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of versions of that, and some of them not all that long ago comparatively. We can sing along. All right, yes, it's come to this. Now, what else do we have here? I believe who's been... we've got... now, we talked to Eduardo. We were in the middle of talking to Eduardo. I cut him off. All right, now, Eduardo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All
right. I understand you're having problems with the phone.
Yeah,
I was just talking about that guy that went down the Spanish Steps in Italy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he was trying to get to work, but he was confused. He's a little bit up in age, but he got stuck, and they had to bring a crane and pull the car.
Wow. Yeah, he was in 80s. So yes, the Spanish steps, apparently he got down them most of them before getting stuck. And he was wearing a suit and tie, and he thought he was going to work. He's 80 years old. He thought he was going to work. The Spanish steps, for people who don't know, is a pedestrian only landmark. Not Tuesday morning. And that was the deal. He was cited for driving on the steps. Now, that's something to put on the citation. Authorities are assessing potential damage. The car, yes, was removed by a crane. There's 135 steps involved in this, and they're not intended, obviously, for vehicular travel. He tested negative for alcohol and drugs and positive for old age. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
they've got a video of it too. You can
okay,
see it. Everything's okay, and I don't think he hurt the steps. Steps have been there a really, really long time. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay,
thanks for calling back. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
All
yep.
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You see that occasionally. Some of these landmarks, just like people in California who get stuck in the drive-through trees. Yes, I've done that. All right, so maybe it's a rite of passage. All right, so 21 hours from now, we'll do it again, and hopefully the phone system will be flawless, and hopefully I will have slept. Although, 9 a.m. tomorrow, I'm back at it, so I don't know. I just might be the sleepless wonder once again. Well, that'll make the show interesting, don't you think? So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and Bob earlier, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for hanging in there. I'm sorry it was a mess, but hopefully you had a good time, and we'll do it again. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.